Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Don.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the eighth episode of this first appearance arc we're doing. If you want to check out our last seven, I would name them all off, but I don't want to do that anymore. There's too many of them anymore.
Oh, yeah, go watch those.
Yeah, go listen to those. This one, we are covering the first appearance of Iron Man, which happened in Tales of Suspense number 39, obviously printed by Marvel Comics, in 1963. The writers are Stan Lee and Larry Lieber. The art was done by Don Heck, and the letters by Artie Semick. And this one, so what I really like is majority of these comics, majority of these first appearance slash origins, both Marvel and DC, have been similar to what we saw in the movies. Like it, and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they were able to, and I know this is the basis and even in the comics nowadays, they kind of still touch on that. But the fact they were able to keep that was great. Like, this one, very similar. Tony Stark is making weapons for the army. I mean, weapons per se. It starts out with him making this magnet that once he attaches a transistor to it, a tiny transistor to power it up, it is able to rip off a steel door. So
That's impressive.
It's a pretty damn good weapon.
Especially since it would have moved the table towards the door before it moved the door towards the table.
But the table was bolted down, so it's fine.
Oh, is it?
Even though that door was locked and bolted. But that's not the point. Yep.
Comic book logic.
Comic book logic. But this happened during, you know, 63, so Vietnam War. And so he is over in Vietnam because why not? And he happens upon some guerrilla warfare. He gets trapped, gets taken hostage. And of course, the guerrillas know who he is. So they're like, you're going to build us weapons because that's what you're going to do. At the same time, he got tripped up by a bomb. Bomb went off. He got shrapnel in his heart. So the shrapnel is slowly moving to kill him because it's just, that's the story. I don't need that. We also get, what's his name? That's not you. Yinsen, Professor Yinsen, the guy who comes in to help Tony Stark, help build him the armor. Because Stark's going to build the weapons, but he's going to do it on his terms, and he's going to try to build this armor. But he also knows that with the metal shard running, getting ready to kind of kill him, slowly killing him, he's kind of running out of time, so having Yinsen there to help him is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's also going to kind of help him. I mean, Iron Man's going to help Yinsen escape as well, because they're prisoners of war right now. And similar to what happened in the movie, Stark is putting the armor on and is starting to power up. Well, the guerrillas are getting ready to come to check on the progress. Although I like how in this one, apparently there's a light that flashes letting them know that the gorillas are coming to check on their progress. Because these gorillas are actually pretty thoughtful.
Considerate.
Considerate, yeah.
Look, guys, we don't want to really like interrupt what you're doing. But if you see this light going off, that just means we're coming to check on you. No big deal.
Yeah, so get up from your nap and actually work. So Yinsen goes and he's like, I'm going to buy you some time. And runs out to try and distract them. And the leader, what was his name? Wong Chu. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
1960s, man.
Yep.
We apologize for any of the racism. Like, these are comic. These are products of their time, by far. But yeah, so he goes out there. He gets shot because that's just how the comic is. But it gave Tony enough time for the suit to get powered up. And then once he gets up there, but I do like how he tries to walk with it, but it's like relearning how to walk because it's a metal suit. It's not going to go easily. So I did enjoy that. Obviously versus like the movie where he just automatically knew what he was doing. But you also only have like an hour and a half to tell a story.
Yeah.
I mean, this is only like 10 pages though, so. I mean, I guess it's more than 10, but. Even in the 60s, they still did the hiding thing where you're trying to stay secret. Like, he puts a trench coat and fedora over himself with an iron, like, over the iron suit.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it, pretty great. Really, really.
That's
is.
Fantastic.
The fact that there was a jacket that would fit it, too, right? Is wonderful.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Nope. But you know, the suit itself is obviously powering everything. At one point, he's trying to hide, and he whips out the suction cup hands to like spy the man on the ceiling. Look, Stan Lee had one idea; he used it for everything. that's not true. But he goes up against Wong Chu and is trying to kill him, he's trying to kill him, and he actually is able to, with his magnets and the power transistor, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's able to build all that shit. It's one of those things, oh, look, here's Chekhov's gun. We paid it off here. Or we showed it here. We're going to pay it off here. He's able to basically take all the gorilla's bullets and guns that are trying to, and grenades that are trying to fire at him and, like, repel him away.
That's fantastic.
It works, I guess. But then Wong Chu is trying to yell at all of his guys who are running away because this giant robot's attacking them. He's like, no, you need to stay and fight and die for Wong Chu. And Iron Man, like, cuts into the broadcast, into the speaker, and is like, I am scared. You guys need to run. This man, Iron Man, is terrible. Go away. Like, not that, but, like, something similar to that. It's like, run away from me. It's fine. You guys will live. It's okay. If Wong Chu's like, I did not say that. Those are not my words.
Surely I'm not that much of a chicken shit.
Well, apparently they were. My favorite part is, though, Wong Chu, he throws like a cabinet on Iron Man, which stops him long enough for him to run away. But apparently Iron Man he cuts one of his oil things and does an oil line to the ammunition and then lights it on fire and blows up Wong Chu.
Nice.
And now he's stuck in Vietnam with his trench coat and hat in his Iron Man suit.
At least he's got the trench coat and hat.
Yeah, so he'll be able to hide easily.
Yep. Especially, you know, being in, what's he in, Korea?
Vietnam.
Or Vietnam, yeah. So, you know, he's what, 8 foot tall in the Iron Man suit?
Yeah, something like that. Because, well... Maybe
I'm not an 8 foot tall man. I'm 3 kids in a trench coat.
With a steel body. Tink, tink. I think he's like 7 foot.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
He's not that much taller. Because, like, the suit itself is, I'm not going to say form fitting.
Well, I was talking about this suit right here. Because I can't imagine this one was very form fitting.
Not as, obviously, as his current one.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was that much bigger.
Okay. See, I was thinking, like, the one from the movie.
Which where made him, like, another 2 feet tall. Yeah.
He was like 8 foot tall and, you know,
a giant hulking beast.
Exactly.
But yeah, this one was, it was good. It wasn't bad. I did enjoy it. Now this one wasn't bad. It was good to see, like I said, the similarities to what we know from the movie to the comic.
And oh yeah, absolutely.
I do like alternate origin stories, which is, like, why I love the Ultimate line. But they do have a tone of the original in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So yeah. No, that's... That one is... That one.
Ta-da.
Not really much else I can say about that one.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more first appearances.